Welcome to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to point out that a giant video game corporation is screwing you over.
Ooh, such an uncommon and just especially brave story these days.
Chaotic times, Lawrence. I never would have guessed it. To tee up the story, here's a philosophical question. Do you actually own those video games on digital? You know, the ones you actually pay money for?
Oh, why would you do that? No, come on, get out of here, Bruce. Blizzard answered the question for us. The answer is obviously no.
This comes from Blizzard's new user agreement, which was updated just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. And it comes with some very unsettling language about what you do, and especially what you don't own with your game.
First off, let's read what it says. There's a bit of legalese, so bear with us.
Yeah, but it's actually pretty parsable as far as legalese goes. All right, so here's what the user agreement states. Quote, your use of the platform is licensed, not sold, to you, and you hereby acknowledge that no title or ownership with respect to the platform or the games is being transferred or assigned, and this agreement should not be construed as a sale of any rights.
Okay, so what they're really saying is that you own a license to play the game. You don't actually own the game itself.
Mm-hmm. What's a little more worrisome is that you're not granted any rights to that game or access to that game in exchange for your money. That license can be taken away, according to Blizzard, for a variety of reasons, including cheating, duplicating items in a game, harassment, data mining, or just because they feel like it.
Kind of unsettling a little bit. Basically, you're just allowed to play a Blizzard game, and it's completely up to their discretion how long you get to do so.
Great. Cool. Why not? Blizzard, why not? You know, yeah. Take it. Just take it all.
Oh, man. At least there's still something in this world you actually own when you pay for it. Smooth, nourishing Soylent, who's sponsoring today's episode.
Today's episode of Inside Games is sponsored by Soylent, which, yes, is in fact a cheeky reference to the 1973 movie Soylent Green. But don't worry, instead of people, just a whole lot of smooth, creamy protein and lab-tested nutrition. That's not just like a marketing catchphrase. Soylent has lab tests backing it up. Like this recent study from UC Berkeley finding that a diet with Soylent showed improved balance between two gut bacteria, which has been associated with a lower risk of obesity and reduced intestinal inflammation. With 30 grams of protein and only 250 calories, it's a really good snack between maybe two meals you're trying to spread out, or even a meal replacement if you're aggressively targeting calories. If money's tight, it can be hard to get really good, nutritious food on a budget. Soylent is miles better than a dollar menu in that regard. And speaking of, we can help you get Soylent at an extra discount. The first 500 people to click our link in the description and use code INSIDEGAMES30 will get 30% off their first subscription with Soylent. So please check the link in the description and drink the future today. Thank you for the support, Soylent. Thank you very much for the support, Soylent. Unfortunately, this means we gotta return to the grim, dark present where Blizzard says we don't own anything and we have no rights as customers.
As sad as it is, it's hardly a shock to folks that have been following the trajectory of digital ownership. We've heard it before from other companies as all the big players tiptoe towards a completely digital future.
Earlier this year, Ubisoft Director of Subscriptions Philippe Tremblay spoke to GamesIndustry.biz about Ubisoft's subscription service, Ubisoft Plus. He said that Ubisoft Plus has seen millions of subscribers over the last 4 years.
In that interview, Tremblay discussed the subscription model and he compared it to the shift that we saw around CDs and DVDs from ownership of physical media to subscribing to streaming services like Netflix and Spotify.
Yeah, I'm following. All right. But Tremblay sparked some controversy when he said, one of the things we saw is that gamers are used to, a little bit like DVD, having and owning their games. That's the consumer shift that needs to happen. They got comfortable not owning their CD collection or DVD collection.
Ah, okay, I get it. That comment about getting gamers used to not actually owning their games made a lot of people angry.
Yeah, because it sounds like there's an intent there, right? Or a campaign.
It's because there is.
Yeah, it's also kind of happening on its own. But
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun to be told that either way. A lot of people out there swore to never buy another Ubisoft game, which... stick by your principles. I like to see it.
Yeah.
And many suggested that pirating would be a feasible option if paying for a game means you don't actually own it.
Which I kind of agree with. I'm not saying
hard to argue with,
I'm not saying
it?
To pirate it, but I kind of agree with that sentiment. But while Tremblay was talking about subscription models, the reality is that other devs have had similar language to Blizzard's regarding game non-ownership for a very long time now.
Yeah, way back in 2013, a VentureBeat poster noticed that Rockstar's end-user license agreement said that licensure hereby grants you the non-exclusive, non-transferable, limited right and license to use one copy of the software for your personal, non-commercial use for gameplay on a single computer or gaming unit.
There's that pesky word again, Lawrence. License.
Yeah, allowance, whatever. I went on to reaffirm that licensor retains all right, title, and interest in the software.
So, we don't own Rockstar games either. We just license them.
Yeah, and I gotta admit, the world has been turning just fine ever since then. But still, you don't like to think about it. Others have pointed out that Microsoft has similar wording in its user agreement saying that its software is licensed, not sold.
Mm-hmm. Some have argued that this is why physical media is always superior, because you can at least own a physical copy of the game to do with as you want, even as you obviously don't own the IP, but you at least own that physical disc.
Yeah, you don't have to ask a megacorp for permission to play the thing you bought, which is really nice. Yeah. And yeah, a lot of people are still very proud of their physical collections.
Mm-hmm. During the Ubisoft controversy, YouTuber The Act Man said that he was quite comfortable and happy with his physical collection of games.
Probably a lot more people out there too, but back to Blizzard. This is the latest kind of a cultural black eye on the company. It's a bit of a rough patch, again, for this mega corporation that earns millions and millions of dollars.
I mean, billions. Bloomberg reports that Blizzard staff who worked on Overwatch 2 won't receive any bonus compensation because the game is struggling commercially.
Right. And on to the thing I've been waiting for since the moment they announced it. The report claimed that the future PvE content apparently completely canceled after the initial pack didn't sell well.
Now, I thought that they had already made it, Lawrence.
Really? No, they made getting like around. A mission pack, and that was...
I'm just kidding around. Oh, okay. It was one of those things...
Remember when that was the whole point for Overwatch 2? Yeah. That was the smoke screen?
Yes, I do. On the upside, though, Blizzard's old warhorse, World of Warcraft, has seen subscriptions rise after the well-received Dragonflight and on the eve of its 10th expansion due to release this year, The War Within. So people are having fun with World of Warcraft.
Yeah, World of Warcraft, everyone largely agrees. Latest expansion was good. I had a really good time with Diablo 4, so that's some solid releases.
I did too.
Just, you know, for that upcoming expansion and Diablo 4, we don't own them. We're just renting from Blizzard, and hopefully they don't decide to change their minds about that.
Oh, they're going to. Just to round out the Blizzard tidbits, Diablo 4 launched on Game Pass on March 28th, which is pretty cool if you ignore the whole non-ownership always online thing. And the in-game store thing. But ignore those things. At least it's on Game Pass. You only got to pay the $10.
Yeah, not to belabor a point, but geez. Diablo, like, Dragon's Dogma doesn't have a shop in the game. Diablo does, and there's always a stupid little notification blip on it.
Mm-hmm.
It does that thing. Dark patterns, whatever. Yeah. One more thing, by the way. A little more annoyance on the pile. The PC version of Diablo 4 will require you to install the Battle.net launcher, which is Blizzard's bespoke game launcher. So you have to open the Xbox app to install the Battle.net app to link your Battle.net account to your Xbox account so that you can install Diablo 4, which you don't own.
Everyone, just be safe out there, guys, huh?
A lot of clicks. Don't want any of those to go awry. Hey, has all this digital gobbledygook got you all confused? Well, don't fret. We here at Inside Games like to be constructive. We have a few ways to offer you to just scream into the black digital void that we're all hurtling towards when it comes to game ownership.
Yeah, first off, there's good old games. This online storefront sells every game completely without DRM of any kind. Once you buy it, you can do whatever you want with it. No online checks, launchers, you just play the game.
Yeah, they recently got Alpha Protocol, which is awesome and old, so check it out. Second, limited run games. This American games distributor routinely finds cult hits and indie darlings to publish in physical format, reinforcing, you know, more classical notions of ownership and game access. Also, their E3 presentations are just unhinged, completely cracked and insane. I love it.
I don't know if I've ever even seen one of those. Finally, if you really want to support the cause, check out charitable organizations like the Video Game History Foundation, who specifically restore and preserve video game history.
That's their mission statement. I looked, but unfortunately they don't have any tote bags, which to me is the real sign that you've broken into supporting an adult cause. But I don't know. In the meantime, as we're again kind of tumbling down this slide into all digital ownership, how do we feel about it? How has it impacted you, Bruce? Where do you see it going?
It's not really impacted me at all. And it's kind of one of those things that I sort of accept along the way, right? I know that when I subscribe to Netflix or Hulu or whatever, if they decide to take away a show, like for example, Westworld on HBO Max or Max, when it's gone, it's gone. And I can never watch it again. I know that they control it. I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm just saying that it is a thing that we have to accept as part of what's happening in society right now. That said, I will say, as usual, please be very constructive about your conviction. So if you're like, well, we need to physically own everything, then please do not spend your money on digital ownership. Now, I know it's getting harder and harder to do, but if you, for example, start a movement and can tell your friends and tell your family not to do this and they all get along and you start an organization and then all of a sudden you're the only one, you know, this whole organization's only doing physical ownership, people are going to have to sit up and take notice. And that really is the way that you enact change. Again, I know we're already so far down this terrible slide into the abyss that it might be hard to do, but that's what I would recommend you do. And especially just personally, just stick to your own convictions.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree, Bruce. I feel like carve out your space. There's still some tools to do it, but it's largely in the PC scene.
It's true.
What really bugs me, so you mentioned like Westworld disappearing. You know, I've read theories that that's done for tax purposes and things like that. That sucks in one level. What sucks extra hard, and this is contextual to Blizzard, is when they manipulate digital access for business reasons. And this happened with Overwatch. You can't play Overwatch 1 anymore, ever. It's gone because it's locked behind a different version of the game. It's in a vault somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that sucks because I liked Overwatch 1 and it's just gone because Blizzard needs everyone to funnel into Overwatch 2. They did the same thing with Warcraft 3. They like delisted the old version that was more functional for a remake that they had to force people to buy. So that sucks, man. Like that's... And I saw a lot of people citing that when it comes to predatory DLC or microtransactions, is everyone resents maneuvers that are meant to manipulate the audience versus just putting products in front of them and letting them choose with their open minds and their free wallets. So back to that, though, I guess that means if digital access is something that you don't like or you want to preserve more classic notions of ownership, yes, make sure to visit the people who are also supporting that cause and put your money behind it. Unfortunately for mass markets, though, Bruce, you're right. I think convenience has won and will continue to win.
Oh, yeah.
So when it comes to like, instead of buying Westworld on Blu-ray and waiting a week for it to come in the mail, most people will just watch something else.
That's like right.
Whatever's there.
That's right.
You just scroll for a minute. You find something that seems loosely that agrees with your mood and it's good enough. So I think good enough will work for most people that play games. But yeah, enthusiasts, maybe it's time to start backing things up and putting them in cold storage, those underground vaults.
Yep. And we really do support you if you are doing that. It's one of those things that I say a lot is if you truly believe in something like physical ownership or no microtransactions or whatever, put your money where your mouth is. Because that is the only thing that speaks to these giant, you know, megacorps, I promise you. They care about a Reddit thread here and there, but truly they look at their bottom line. And that's how you affect change. Hey, speaking of people that affect change, we have people that support our Inside Games Patreon, but we don't have anybody to shout out because we're done with March. So we'll just say thanks to you all who support us every month.
Yes, very direct form of putting your money where your mouth is. We appreciate that direct support. It's what helped us continue to produce over the past couple of years. And just shouting this out specifically, we're out of names because we've made so many episodes this month. So that's a good thing. And I really enjoy doing this work. I've had a great time. And it's because of Patreon support that we're able to produce more and more content. So thank you very much. And we look forward to being brave journalists in the future.